So at this time, I want to move forward. We're going to jump to number 17, and this will be our last item for this afternoon. We have Jody Moat. She's the park manager with the Adams Homestead Interpretive Project is with us today. Jody, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Jody Moats, Park Manager, Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve. Thank you for allowing me the time to talk about our exciting project that happened at our park. As soon as Chris gets it up, we'll... While we're waiting, I just would like to give you just kind of a brief history of Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve. It became a state park in 1997. There were two sisters, Maud and Mary Adams. They donated the land that their grandparents homesteaded back in 1872 to the state. And we have about 1,500 acres, and it is located in the most southeastern part of South Dakota. You can go right there in North Sioux City. So we are surrounded by the Siouxland area, Nebraska, Iowa, and then also right there in South Dakota. Go ahead, Chris. So the project that I'm going to be talking about today is our interpretive displays and signage. Can I give you a little bit of, give you a little bit of history about the place. When I think of visitors coming to Adams Homestead, I think about four things that they want to do at the park. They want to learn about the cultural history, learn about the natural resources. They want to come to education programs, and they also want to get some recreation out there. When we decided this project, one of the things we looked at was our visitor center. And within our visitor center, we have an area that talked a lot about the cultural history. And that area focused in on the Adams family and why people homesteaded, but it wasn't updated. It hadn't been updated since 1997. So we wanted to make sure we got that updated and then also did some more work inside our visitor center. So we wanted to make sure people got excited about history. We wanted to create a nice flow where people can learn about the family and the homestead site and then get them outside to explore more. So when we did this project, we decided to send out an request for proposal to a bunch of different display companies. And we decided on a company, Brown Nose Designs. And they are a small company out of Duluth, Minnesota. They surprised us and really impressed me with, they put my ideas, my dreams right into an interpretive plan. I really enjoyed working with them. They listened very well. We were more than just a project for them. We were more than just a paycheck to them. We became partners with them. So our timeline started in 2019, and then we finally were able to complete it in 2023. It was a $400,000 project. We had a lot of help from the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation, individual donors, grants. A couple of our grants were from the Gilchrist Foundation, Norm Waite, and the Kind World Foundation was another great donor, CF Industries, and then a lot of other individual donors. So when you first come into our visitor center now, we have what's called the Welcome Zone. This is the area where you're like, what am I going to do at this park? What am I going to see? What kind of different things can I explore? So there's an area where you have a topographic map of our park that shows a little bit more of the trail system. It also gives you a little kind of a snippet or introduction to the Adams family with pictures on the wall. It kind of shows their character, a little bit more about them. And then there's also a large map on the ground. The Adams family was huge on place. Where was your place? And so this aerial map shows part of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. And those are kind of represents a lot of the visitors that we have. We also have what's called the Nature Zone. And this focuses on pretty much allows kids to be playful and use their multisensory and kind of explore the park with inside the building. So over to the left, we have a large area of cottonwoods at Adams Homestead. So we focused on the cottonwood area where we have a large mural that talks about all the animals that live within the cottonwood forest. We also represented the Missouri River, which is on the southern part of our property. There's a boat in there where kids can actually put on life jackets, go fishing off the boat. You can sit on a rock, read a book, and you can learn a lot about the animals that are within that area. Off to the right of that, there is a build your own bird nest. So we talked a little bit more about the birds that are located in the area. The mural represents you being in a tree, sitting there and building your nest. So we have sticks, grass, and mud that kids can use. There's also a lot of hands-on things, from touching furs to antlers to seeds to feathers, a lot of hands-on stuff for kids to enjoy. And then the mural to the far right is our area where we have the bee exhibit. We know pollinators are very important. We do a lot of native grass and for planting out at Adams Homestead. We have about 100 acres that we have already have done, and we're planning on another 100 acres to do. So our bee exhibit is now complete. Our bees are in there. They're very happy. And so we're excited to add that to our nature zone. Microscopes, a little hands-on things about learning bird calls is another thing that the kids and adults can enjoy within that area. Now, this is the big one, the homesteading zone. If you remember, I talked about wanting to kind of create excitement for the history of the area, and this is the one thing that we had to update. So as you walk into here, you're going to learn more about why did people homestead? What were the hardships? Learn more about the Adams family. Why was the Missouri River so important to this area? So before, we didn't have very much hands-on things for kids to do. This makes it a little bit more exciting. There's a really neat projector book that you can learn about the buildings out on the homestead site and also the family, where you just kind of hover over a picture and another picture pops up. You can swipe over the book and it turns the page for you. And then there's places where you can build your own quilt board. Look at the treasures and other kind of things from the Adams family in there. But the number one thing that's been the most popular is our homesteading cabin now. That's within that area where kids can go in there, lay on a bed made of straw, stoke a fire in an old fireplace, grab stuff from the cellar and cook some food for their parents. So that has been a very popular area for us. Now that we've kind of created that flow, we wanted to make sure that everything kind of looked uniform together. So the signage with inside of the visitor center now kind of matches the signage on the outside. So if you were to visit our homestead site, not all the buildings are open all the time. A lot of times we open them for tours or for field trips. This gives people now a good advantage of going to each building. The signs are about 3x5, very large, excellent pictures, excellent text. So if you don't go inside the building, you can still immerse yourself inside just by reading that interpretive sign. So we have a sign by the Stavanger Church, the Shea Adams House, the Lamont Country School. We also have another one by the Brousseau Cabin, and we have some other informational signs about the historic homestead trail. One of the more popular ones is Meet Sunny's Acres Animals. We also have a live animal working farm out there that the kids and adults enjoy. So there are different flip books that you can meet the animals and learn about their behaviors too. Once you're done visiting the homestead site, we have over 10 miles of hiking and biking trails. So we created some more interpretive signs with nice maps on there. That way we'll have "You are here." We strategically place them along the trail system so you can stop at unique places along the way, such as Mud Lake, Mary's Avenue, the overlook at the river. And so those have been a great addition to the park. We want to make sure people are comfortable out on the trails, know where they're going, and enjoy them at any time of the year. And so our mission of Adams Homestead Nature Preserve is to foster inner renewal and a connection to place through active learning experiences with history, nature, and recreation. And I think with this new project, we have achieved that. As you can see by these pictures, the kids have really enjoyed it. It did get a great test this spring field trip season. We had 2,500 kids come through in April and May, and it definitely still, it did well during that time, I can say. So everybody has enjoyed it. I especially like the picture in the middle of the kids fishing with the with their life jackets around them. And it has been busy ever since we opened it up to everybody. And I am very open to any questions that you may have about this project.
Very good. Any questions for Jody?
I have a question.
Yes.
This looks like an excellent agenda for young people. Do you have grades from schools that come out and take part in it, like a third grade or 25 people or something like that, where we're working with the public entity to get them exposed to something like this?
Third grade classes within South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska study Pioneer Life. So they come out every spring and fall to come out for the field trips. So part of their field trip is to learn about Pioneer Life. So we do Pioneer games with them. They go on a tour through all those buildings. They go on a nature hike. They make candles. So we kind of immerse them back in time during that time. Yes. And that's where the 2,500 kids come from. So
In the winter, do you have folks that come and utilize the trails, snowshoeing, different things like that?
Yes, it's a multi-use trail. So we groom our trails for cross-country skiing. We also rent cross-country skis there, but people are more than welcome to ride their fat tire bikes, to snowshoe. It is getting used more and more every year. Our shoulder seasons are very busy out there.
And I noticed a photo that looked like there were some adults doing some, they were learning to maybe use a bow and arrow. Do you do a lot of different education for all ages then?
Yes, we do. We have an archery range out there. So we have a wonderful volunteer that gives us or provides archery programs to everybody. And we have family sessions. We have what we call senior shoots. We also have ladies nights for archery, but we try to do all of our program to hit every age, or we always say from 0 to 99 can come out there and learn something out at Adams Homestead.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Excellent. Oh, yes, Director.
Madam Chair, if I can just chime in here a little bit, Commissioner Secretary Roman. You know, Jody has been, Jody started when she was 6 years old, and you may not know this, but today is her 29th birthday.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It is actually her birthday today.
It is, yes, it is.
So I appreciate you getting her in on the agenda, but she has just done a yeoman's job there at the park. She's been there since really its start. I mean,
23 years.
You know, came shortly after we built the park in 97. She was the first naturalist we hired there. And she has really been the person that's pulled it all together. And she's the face of the park and department in the Siouxland area, as they call it there. And she's led two major fundraising initiatives.
The Cottonwood Playground.
Cottonwood Playground, which is totally ADA accessible, probably the largest, nicest playground in our state park system. And then now this $400,000 interpretive thing there. So can't wait to find out what you want to do next, Jody.
Take a nap.
No,
there's other projects in my mind.
But. She's been an outstanding naturalist for her, and I just want to publicly thank her. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Well done. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And with that, I am going to throw it over to Secretary Roebling. We're going to share a few comments for tonight, Secretary.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Great presentations today, and very good job. And happy birthday, Jody. Appreciate it. Yes, for tonight, we are going to be gathering at 7 p.m. at the outdoor campus to celebrate Emmett Keezer's 45 years of service in the state of South Dakota and the Game Fish and Park. So I just want to informally invite everyone here to join us for that evening of toasting and some roasting. And so if we can go grab a bite to eat here between now and 7 p.m., we'll see everybody at the outdoor campus, and we'll continue the celebration of Emmett Keezer. So thank you, Madam Chair, and we'll see everybody there.
We will be at ease till 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.